Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, good afternoon. Lovely to have you listening today. Time for Tech Tuesday, and I'm joined by Dan Watson, who's the MD of Vertec IT Services. He joins me now. Hi, Dan.
Hey, everyone.
And you've been putting some thought, as always, into ways to make people's lives easier through technology. And what do you got first for us today? Something called Cam Scanner.
Oh, right. Hey, this is a little app that I've been using for a while, and I paid the piffling amount to have it with ad-free experience on the phone.
Such a mental block, eh, actually paying for apps, no matter how valuable they are to your lives. Will I pay $1.99? No, yeah. I will not.
Yeah, but I've had that same app on every phone since my first Galaxy
S2. Tell me about it, but it's just the mental block.
I know. It's, if you find that you're using something like, oh, this is good, then you might as well pay that $2 or $3, and then you've got it, and you get rid of the ads, and you can get better support and that kind of thing. Mm. But where it comes up really handy for me is because I volunteer across various organisations. Invariably, I'm going out there, I'm buying something to get the job done at Scouts, and then I got to get reimbursed later. I always lose those receipts. I just find those little paper things annoying, but if I can use the Cam Scanner to scan it to PDF, and usually if an organization has Xero as their accounting tool, you fire it through to a specific email address within the organization for expenses, and it turns up a bill. It makes the bookkeeper's life really easy because it automatically ingests it, and you're much more likely to get your money back without providing money and your time.
That's good. Yeah, I had one that I think it was called Receipt Bank that I was using for a while, but it was quite a hefty subscription. I think it was $20 a month or something. And if all it's doing is, taking photos of, it'd be great for some people, but for me, all I wanted was a record of the receipts and the ability to send them on. So, I was probably over-engineering the problem.
Yes, and there's another handy thing about once you've got that PDF, right? Like often another thing comes up for me is if you're going to the bank and they say, hey, or you're applying for a grant or something like that, there's always a PDF form. Print this out, sign it, return it, right? Tools like Foxit PDF on your PC, it's a free one, right? It's a free computer app, Foxit, but it has a neat little signing function in it. So you can open the PDF, enter text onto the PDF, and then click the sign and protect. And you can store your signature in there, and you just do it roughly with a mouse. I mean, as long as it looks roughly like your signature, you can recognize it. You apply it to the document, bish, bash, bosh, apply your signatures, and then send it straight out on the email. So no more of this getting a document, printing off, signing it, and then scanning it one by one.
Such a pain.
They always end up looking pretty dodgy in the end, don't they? It's gone back. Like, have you ever done real estate transactions where it's like,
they're still using
offer,
facts.
Can't offer. I know. Some people still do. Not many of them left. But hey, if you've got one of these, then you don't need a fax machine. A
couple of things. RNZ does not endorse Dan's view that if you wave your mouse around and it looks vaguely like your signature, that's good enough. And also, you may come across... And my bank manager often asks me to sign something in wet ink, which I guess is her way of saying do it properly.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, forgiveness and permission, that I was saying, remember?
99% of people are not going to care, are they?
That's right. If they really insist upon it, they're going to insist that you do it. And all right, that's what you got to do. But other people have mentioned that it's useful for getting school permissions and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Grab that scraggly piece of paper out of your kid's hands. Yeah,
child's not going to turn up at the bus and the teacher says, this doesn't match your father's signature that we've got on record. I'm afraid you're staying back at school.
Yeah.
There's something else you want to talk about today, conditional access policies, which sounds like hardcore IT jargon, but it can actually be pretty useful, particularly for people who own businesses.
Yes. Okay. So we have had a couple of instances where businesses have had access into their cloud environment, their Microsoft 365 compromise, and even when they had multi-factor authentication. And typically how this happens is either the phone being compromised and the access token stolen from it, like exfiltrated off the phone and then reutilized by the bad guys in another location.
Yeah.
Now, okay, all right, that is difficult to protect against because phones are harder to secure and often take a bit more effort. However, from a business perspective, it's not too difficult to utilize some of their additional licensing within the Microsoft world to add in conditional access. So what that looks like is if normally you access Office 365 from your office, right, in Christchurch, then it is possible to state that, okay, within your office location, I'm going to say you don't have to do multi-factor authentication because you're in a trusted location sitting behind a firewall. But if you're in Australia, we're going to ask you to do the multi-factor authentication because that's not your normal location day to day. But according to the policies of your setup, we recognize that you could travel there on holiday, want to do some work. We're just going to ask you to re-authenticate at that time. But if you try and logging in from Uzbekistan, there's no real reason why that would actually be needed. So we'll just put a blanket block across all of Eastern Europe, etc. And if you do happen to want to travel there, we can make an exception at the time. So that's some of the things that you can do with conditional access. And sometimes it's just a case of adding in one extra license that permits that within your business structure for a relatively low cost. But it just eliminates a whole bunch of bypass methods that the bad guys use.
Yeah. It's funny how often those attempts come from the same part of the world. I mean, China's been in the news today, but it is usually Eastern Europe that pops up. I had woke up the other morning and I had an access code that had apparently been requested by me to get into my LinkedIn account. It was in the middle of the night from Moscow. That gave me a bit of a fright.
Yeah. Different time zones, you know, yes. And in some places, that kind of stuff is very nearly state sponsored.
Yeah.
It's like North Korea, it is a source of foreign investment. Sorry, foreign capital, I should say, into a country that is deeply starved of it.
Gosh.
Right. It's just seen as a way to target easy money, unfortunately, in places that are poor.
Hey, without getting too deep into this second recommendation of yours, conditional access policies, is that something that you can just sort of search around in the Microsoft ecosystem? It'll tell you how to do it.
Yeah, if you've got a bit of techno savagery about you, you can have a crack at it. Although realistically, it's probably a job for your local IT guy to have a crack if you're a business. It's generally, that's the kind of stuff that we recommend for businesses because there's so much more at risk. They get into the CEO or the financial controllers or the chief operating officer, these guys have permissions and authority and access to systems that most individuals don't have, and if you're talking about a payroll that goes the wrong way for some businesses, that could be a real quick, 50K out the window, right? So it's worth putting the extra layer of protection in because the risks dictate it.
Well, big thanks to our local IT guy, Dan Watson from Vertec IT Services. Great to chat to you as always. Thanks, Dan.
No worries, mate. Take it easy.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.